Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/Green Festival.
So, will the upbeat jobs market make global investors think twice about the gains in the U.S. stock market, meaning that they could continue? Let's get an international look at investing, ways to make money in the international market scene. Bill Kennedy is International Portfolio Manager at Fidelity Investments. He joins us on the phone from London. Bill, the U.S. jobs market, let's just start there. What does that tell you about the U.S. economy, the U.S. markets, U.S. companies?
Well, the job market clearly is very strong in the United States, and that's good because a lot of companies that I look at internationally export to the United States and benefit from a strong U.S. The markets are hitting all-time highs. PEs in the U.S. are at high levels, but I can find a lot of companies internationally that trade at nice discounts to their U.S. peers. So we're encouraging investors to diversify their portfolio a little bit by putting some more money internationally because we are starting to see some cyclical rebounds in Europe. And we just see, powerful structural growth in emerging markets.
Interesting. So let's talk about that. Let's start with Europe. I feel like, is it yet becoming a crowded trade? And I only ask that because I feel like easily in the last year or so, everybody was saying Europe, Europe, Europe.
Yeah, and Europe has worked and Europe's been a great place to invest. But what we're really seeing now in Europe is we're seeing a spilling out of the recovery into, more domestically sensitive areas of the market, like home builders. Home builders are doing very well in Europe. Financials are starting to see rising earnings because interest rates are no longer going down. Building materials companies are starting to see more activity picking up. And we're in the very, very early stages of what you could argue is, a cyclical improvement in Europe after many years in the doldrums fighting the global financial crisis and then the European crisis. And these companies trade at discounts to their global peer groups because they've been ignored for so long.
Where in Europe in particular do you like?
On the continent. So recovery in Spain, a recovery in Italy, a recovery in France. That's where you want to focus your attention. German stocks are recovering a little bit, but they never really got washed out. But the periphery of Europe is, has been depressed. That's where valuations are depressed. Earnings are starting to improve. You've seen a supply rationalization throughout industries where a lot of companies went bust during the crisis. So the ones that have emerged are a lot stronger and look at a brighter future.
You said emerging markets you also like. Emerging markets have already had quite a run this year. If you just look at the group broadly, the MSCI Emerging Markets Index up nearly 24%. That's pretty much double what we've seen in the MSCI Developed Markets Index. So emerging markets, there's a lot out there you can choose from. What do you find that has really provided some good returns and should continue for some time?
Well, if you look at emerging market PEs, they are still at the lower end of the mid to lower end of their historical trading ranges versus the S&P 500. So, the stocks have had a little bit of a run, but we've seen nice earnings growth in emerging markets, particularly China and India. India has a very powerful political reform, and China is moving to a consumer-driven economy. So a lot of consumption stocks, particularly the e-commerce stocks, are poised to do very well, assuming, they can execute on their business plans.
What is it that you think is the thing that investors should be watching? Global investors need to keep a watch on in terms of maybe changing the sentiment that's out there.
Well, I think the sentiment is quite positive, and you know, I'm looking at that interest rates. Interest rates are starting to rise around the world, and if they rise too quickly, you know, that can inevitably force investors to perhaps take pause a little bit and look at the impact that's going to have on economy. So, as central banks kind of end, aggressive monetary policy over a prolonged period of time, as we start to see them reverse that, that's something that, clearly may have consequences down the road and something we've got to keep our eye on.
In terms of your U.S. exposure, or do you have any? As an international, is it an international focus so that you stay away from the U.S. completely?
Yeah, my mandate is to invest entirely outside the U.S. From time to time, I will invest in U.S. companies if I see, really good opportunities for a U.S. company that is very, very global in nature. However, that weighting is now lower than it has been in the past because, I do believe we're seeing a nice cyclical rebound in Europe, and we're seeing a nice acceleration due to political changes and consumption pattern changes in emerging markets.
Latin America, anything of interest there?
I've been sniffing around down there. There's still a lot of political uncertainty, particularly in Brazil. Valuations are starting to get to where they make sense for me. So I haven't owned Latin America for a couple of years now, but I am kind of walking up and down the aisles with my shopping cart.
You are. What about the global interest rate environment, how that might impact things and the U.S. dollar?
Well, it will certainly, if rates go up in Europe, we're starting to see the euro appreciate versus the U.S. dollar. And I think that's really a sign that the European economies are improving a little bit. The dollar's been a little bit weak because the perception was that the U.S. was going to continue to raise rates and they'd stay extremely low in Europe. But we're starting to see the 10-year in a lot of places in Europe start to move up a little bit. And that's weakening the dollar on the margin.
Bill, good to check in with you on this Friday. Have a nice weekend. Bill Kennedy, International Portfolio Manager at Fidelity Investments, joining us on the phone from London. It sounds like it was a little windy in London on this Friday. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Coming up on the other side of the break, we'll get another check on some of the top business stories for you. Quick check on trading right now. S&P 500 just up about 3 points at 2,474. Dow checking in at 22,070, up just about 44 points. NASDAQ is at 6,346. That's a gain of nearly 6 points. And our most read story, it's been the jobs report for most of the day. But again, goes to Martin Scorsese, once dubbed the most hated man in America, now a convicted felon. All right, you are listening to Bloomberg Markets. Another check on top business stories in just a moment right here on Bloomberg Radio.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.